Inside the Huddle with Don Stock, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm. And now, here is Don Stock.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Inside the Huddle. Glad you could join us on this Saturday morning. Jamie out, he's at work, but I know he's listening to make sure that I do the best that I can do without him, and we always miss him when he's not here. Got a great show for you today as we're going to get you lined up for the boys sectional as it was drawn out last Sunday. And we're going to have all of the county and Carroll coaches in to talk to us. Corey Dunn, we recorded his as he's on his way to Fountain Central for practice. And Coach Dunn is now on, or Coach Davis is on the line waiting for us. But let's go over some of the scores last night in the area as the Bulldogs knock off Frontier 72-69. Rossville loses to West Lafayette 66-46. The Gophers pull a big win against North Newton, 49-43. Carroll wins, going co-champs, 67-39. And the Hot Dogs win in overtime, 61-56. On the line, we have Coach Derek Davis from Clinton Central. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Hey, do you got to make that long trip to Fountain Central today, too?
No, we played there earlier in the year, so if you play at your sectional site in the year, you don't get a practice.
So, you know, I guess that hour and a half or two-hour practice would make you have a big-time a chance of winning, but that not being able to practice.
Yeah, I mean, but... Really, if you got kids that can shoot the ball, they can shoot the ball in any gym.
Yeah.
It stinks because we played the second game of the year there, so it'd be nice to practice. But at the same time, that trip, I mean, hopefully we're making it three. Hopefully we're making it three times this coming week. But it is going to be a long drive, that's for sure.
Well, I know if you get to practice, though, you can kind of start setting your schedule for leaving and getting the kids focused in on that long drive. I know you've already made it, but still, that was earlier in the year. I'll get off that horse because I don't quite understand why that's being done. But let's move towards your I think, Coach, you're sitting in the catbird seat. You've got a two-game winning streak coming in. You've won four out of your six wins with Davison on the floor, and I think you've got a totally different basketball team coming into tournament action.
Yeah, we're starting to figure things out. We've changed a few things, but getting Davison back healthy helps. And just when he was out, being able to get a lot of those other guys' minutes and them getting comfortable at the varsity level was huge for us. And I think that's paying a dividend down the stretch of the season here.
Well, Luke Davison is obviously the floor general. He calms the situations down. But I'll tell you, the times that we've got to watch, not only Luke Davison, but I thought Max Adair plays a nice role for you on the off guard.
Yeah, he's actually come. The last two games has been the best two basketball games I think he's played in his career. He's starting to be really confident with himself, with his game, and he's starting to accept his role and know what he needs to do, and he's doing it really well.
So with Luke now at your point guard, had he been there all year long, you're not probably a losing basketball team. You're at least 500. I truly believe that by watching Luke at the helm. But now you actually get to watch Troy Smith and Lane Davis and Cole Davis do what they're supposed to do for the first time this year.
Yeah, I mean, being able to take some of those guys off the ball, I mean, Troy's been the glue guy for us the whole year. Luke is probably most likely the best player on the team as far as skill and basketball IQ. But the team goes when Troy Smith goes. When Troy's playing hard, he can affect the game more than anybody out there. He did last night. I mean, he had 23 points for us against Frontier last night. Another one, Lane Davis has been shooting lights out. I mean, that kid's got so much confidence shooting the ball, and I hope he continues. But he had 18 for us last night. So Those guys are just able to be able just to be their regular role players. They don't have to be the superstars. They're the guys that kind of get looked second and third, which is dangerous for us when we got that many scoring options out there. I mean, Cole Davidson in a little bit of a slump shooting right now, but he'll come out. I mean, that kid can shoot. He can flat out play basketball, so he'll get out of it. So,
but what the Davidson change is now you've got Creed Menon, Dylan Price, and Dayden Talby coming off the bench, which doesn't hurt your team at all.
No, I mean we got eight guys that can just come. I mean, can play basketball at the varsity level, and that makes it dangerous. We got eight different guys that can score at different levels, and Central hasn't had that in a while. And so it's been nice to see the last few games, the last, I think, five or six games, we've been averaging probably about around 60 points a game, which is great for us. I mean, the first part of the season, we were only averaging probably in the low 50s, so we're probably in the mid to low 60s right now.
Well, on February 10th, you head over to Faith Christian. You lose over there 78-62. What do you think that everybody's learned from that basketball game?
Well, to be honest, we did not play very well. I mean, we scored 62 points and it didn't play well. Our defense wasn't very good. We gave up 31 points in the fourth quarter, which you're not going to win many games giving up 31 points in the fourth quarter. But I think we're way better than what we were on February 10th. Our defense is way, way better, and our kids are a lot more confident in themselves. And so we're really excited for Tuesday to get that rematch that we're hoping to win. So.
Well, I know maybe not playing on Tuesday is not a very good thing, or maybe it is a good thing, but. To try not to look forward to the winner takes on Rossville on Friday night with an opportunity to probably play Fountain Central in the sectional championship game.
Yeah, I mean, your goal every year is to get to the sectional championship, give yourself a chance to win one. And, I mean, our draw could have been more favorable, but, you know, we like where we're at right now as a team, and we like being able to come in as the underdog. I mean, you look at John Harrell's side, I think we're 0.26 chance of winning the sectional. So no one really has any faith in us, which is awesome for us. We can come in and surprise some people, hopefully, and show people that Clinton Central is back for basketball.
I know, Coach, that all year long you've been facing a lot of injuries and illnesses. Everybody healthy right now?
Yeah, everybody is healthy. Hopefully it stays that way within the next week. But yeah, everybody's the healthiest they have been all year.
That's always a good thing. All right, keys to victory. What do you think keys to victory is for Tuesday night?
We have to not turn the ball over a ton. Limit probably about 10 or less turnovers for us. We definitely have to beat them on the glass. They did a great job against us on rebounds, defensive and offensive rebounds. And so we got to limit Faith on the glass with their size and athleticism. And then we just got to play defense. I mean, we got to have deflections, steals, because our defense leads to our offense. And so if we play solid defense, we should have plenty of opportunities to score on the offensive end.
Well, man, I hope that Luke Davidson gets over there, drains his first three ball, Max Adair drains one, and Cole Davidson drains one. And if that's the case, man, look out. We're going to be shocking the world.
I hope so. I hope we're shooting threes left and right, knocking them down, that's for sure.